Welcome to Business Works. This is Hal Alpr. I am your host today. I am continuing with a program and format and information that I started the last time around. So if you missed the last podcast or the last radio show, I would suggest you go to the podcast page at newstalk941.com/podcasts. And you will see a whole bunch of different topics of the different programs that are aired on News Talk 94.1 FM. And as you scroll down there, you'll come on to maybe 12, 13 sections down. You'll find Business Works. And there you will find the most recent podcast. The five, I believe, most recent ones are there. And then if you go to the right-hand gray little skinny column there on that box, you scroll down there, you can actually get close to 100 of the prior podcasts that have been done on different topics. So, and then listen to any of them, and you can cut them off when you like, or you could skip around with them if you like. They are roughly 22 minutes long because there are no commercials, and you can just go hop all over the place and listen to different topics. And you don't do this while all jumping around stuff while you're driving, please. But you can certainly listen through a show while you're driving, and maybe two, depending on how long your trip is. What we were talking about this last go-round was about taking inventory of your business. And how do we do that? There are different parts of your business that you may or may not think about, but I'm telling you that they are all equally important, and you cannot dismiss any of them. You really need to consider them all of the time. When you're taking advantage of holiday periods to be able to sit back and evaluate and assess where you're headed with things, if you own or manage or run a business, you're starting a business. And I don't care if this is a Fortune 500 corporation or you are a mom-and-pop grocery store or you are an entrepreneur looking at starting a whole new computer business. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. You still need to take inventory of yourself. That's first. And you might run and jot these things down on a piece of paper. And I would suggest to you, by the way, pen or pencil on a piece of paper is physiologically better for you because it sinks in and it makes it more of a message to your system than if you use a keyboard. I have no fault with computers and keyboards, and if you want to do that, fine. But I've just mentioned to you that it's been proven physiologically that it has a more lasting and deeper impression if you actually write it down somewhere. The message goes from your brain down to your shoulder, into your arm, into your hand, into the pen, onto the piece of paper. And lo and behold, it will actually have more impact and more influence on you than of something if you punch it into a keyboard. So for whatever that's worth. Now, we're talking about inventory of you, your attitude. What's your planning capability about? How engaged are you in what you're doing? How dedicated are you to your business? And what is your resourcefulness? And if you go back to the prior podcast that we did here, I think you'll see a couple of fun little stories I started with that took place in Ireland. And one certainly pointed up resourcefulness more than any business experience I've ever had in many years and with all different kinds of businesses. And the other talked a lot about the attitude part of business and what your attitude is. Do you see the glasses half full or half empty? Do you see the gas tank is half full or half empty? Do you see your business as something that are you making the most of what you have? Do you see your ability to rise above the unexpected? And can you do that 24/7, because everyone who owns or runs a business is thinking about it all the time. You don't just close that down on weekends. It still pops back into your head no matter what. Now, don't let it take over your family. That's number one. your family is going to give you the resources and the direction, help that you need to be effective at running your business. And you'll figure that out after you spend more time with your family and talk with them a little bit about your business if you haven't been doing that, and get their input. And I'm not talking just about a family business. So that's another whole separate situation. But any business, maybe you have partners, you know, and maybe you have a partner who disagrees all the time. And I'll tell you that that's not a bad thing, you know. I mean, if you have a partner who agrees with you all the time, why do you need a partner? So having a partner who disagrees is a healthy situation. As long as you're not throwing things at each other, you know, it's healthy to hear a different point of view. You will hear different points of view about your business from your family. Depends on what kind of questions you ask. You'll get the answers. So your resourcefulness in making the most of what you already have around you is what this is about. Now, does that include other things? Of course. It includes your staff. Do you have a full staff, part staff, too much of a staff, too little of a staff, staff that's very involved or not very involved? Are they dedicated to what they're doing, or are they just a job that they're making money and they don't really care? And we all know what that's about. We've seen that and maybe have been there at different times. So how do you rally the troops? How do you get your staff to be more engaged, to take more of an ownership way of thinking, a role in managing and running and helping with the business? How do you get them to deal better with, and how do you deal better with, your suppliers, by the way, because your suppliers and vendors are really key ingredients in making your business grow. And they will generate customers for you if you have built the right kind of relationship with them and they are supportive of what you're doing. And how do you do that? By building your staff. How do you do that? By taking time out to inventory your business. How do you do that? By spending more time with your family on a holiday weekend or week and examining yourself and your attitude and your planning abilities and the extent of engagement or dedication you have, your resourcefulness. So, okay, we're talking about engaging your family, your business, your staff, your suppliers. Guess what else? You better take a good hard look at the products and services you offer, because getting stagnant is not a way to grow. And sometimes I've seen, and we've all seen, stores you've gone into and the products actually have dust on them. I mean, so why are they on the shelf? Who knows? Maybe some deal was made. Well, you got to be careful. You might want to talk to suppliers about this. Maybe find alternative suppliers, alternative products and services to offer. Services also collect dust, by the way. So do customers. And so what you want to do is make sure you don't have customers with dust on them. You know, they can be 100 years old. Doesn't mean they're going to have dust on them. But I'm talking about people who take your business for granted and who have expectations all the time that are not reasonable about what it is that you do or services you provide or products that you offer. What about your competition? What about them? Well, you can thrive in a competitive environment. Think about that one. How many times do businesses take advantage of an environment that they're in, which is a competitive environment with other businesses that are similar or duplicating what it is that the services or products are that they have? Well, they're more than you probably think. And so that kind of involvement with your competition can be very healthy. Please don't go away, because there's some excitement yet to come. And I'm going to be giving you some how-tos that I'm sure you'll be able to use right away that don't cost anything, that are not going to upset your family life, that are not going to upset your employees, that are going to help you drive it home and go straight for the heart of what it is that you are trying to achieve for yourself and for those around you. Don't go away. Welcome back to Business Works. This is your host, Hal Alpiar. And before we get back into the subject matter, let me mention to you a couple of things that I think are important. One is, if you have further questions about anything that's raised on this show or that we talk about here, the interviews that I've had with people included, anything, feel free to sit down and send me a little quick email and let me know what it is that you are interested in knowing more about, or if there's something that you have going on that you would like an outside opinion on. I mean, whatever it is that I might be able to be helpful about, please just take the time and trouble to send an email. It would be great to hear from you. I get emails from all over creation because of the podcasts, and they are available, as you may well know, 24/7 in worldwide. So anytime, any place, in the middle of the night in Japan or in in the Cayman Islands or wherever it is, you can get these podcasts. And you get them by going to newstalk941.com. newstalk941.com. And put a slash and put podcasts, and it will take you directly to the podcast page of the radio station's website. When you get there, you scroll down, maybe a dozen or so entities of the. You'll see subjects on health and on pets and on all kinds of different topics that encompass the radio programming for 94.1. And you'll find Business Works down there. And when you get to Business Works, you will see the most recent probably five topics, including the one from last week. And if you want more than that, you can scroll down on the thin right-hand gray column in that box, and it'll open up to maybe about 100 other programs, I guess, that we've had. And so you can go by topics and listen to anything you want. Anyway, so the point is, if you want to get the first half of this show, go back to the prior program from last week or that's on the podcast. And I think that you'll see that part one is a great setup for what it is that we are concluding with today. So that's one. Number two is, if you have any questions, as I said, you can email me directly. You may also be interested in looking at my website, which is businessworks.us. And I have another website, which I have put together with a partner of mine, who is also someone I have interviewed on the show, named Randy Robbins. And we have a website. It is fasttrackbusinessworks.com. So the first one is businessworks.us, that's mine. And the other one is fasttrackbusinessworks.com. Lays out a whole bunch of different options and thinking about hiring or getting help with some of the problem areas we've talked about. Now, these are not all problem areas, by the way. I don't mean to put it that in that context. They are opportunities, really, and it's how we look at things, I guess, that matters. So we started out before this half of the show talking about everything. A family, business, community, competition, customers, all that. And then talking also about branding, marketing, appearance, all of those other items. These are all things that need to be really itemized and thought through, because your health and well-being is a direct relationship to how effectively you deal with all of these subjects. How well can you juggle? if you If you only have one hand, juggling is very hard to do. If you have problems with family or business or staff or suppliers or customers or prospects or finances or branding or any of those things, it's going to be very hard to build your business. So this is take inventory time. Find out what it is that needs some input and get it, you know. If you need input from the family, ask for it. If you need input from a professional, ask for it. If you need input from your suppliers, ask for it. You know, because the bottom line here is that your attitude is showing, and your attitude has to do with your sense of industriousness. How do you make the most of what you have if you don't know what you have? That's the question you want to ask yourself. How do you make the most of what you have if you don't know what you have? So you want to know how much time do you have every day to put into the business? How much time needs to go to family? Can you divvy up those hours and start to make some changes that will give you a greater opportunity with your family that will not hurt the business, but in fact will serve to pump up the business? How do you make the most of money if you don't have any? How do you make the most of creativity if you don't have it? Doesn't mean you can't be successful in business. Plenty of people have been very successful without money, without creativity. There are ways to do it. It depends on your industriousness, your sense of industry, yourself. How do you make the most of what you have? I told you the story about the guy with the snails pulling them off the rocks and selling them. You know, they were free. They're out there in the ocean. Not everybody thinks about doing things like that. So it's what are you thinking about? How are you spending your time every day? What kind of outside help do you get? What kind of inside help is there for you? That's your employees and your customers or your patients. You might want to consider getting a professional to come in and work with you to develop focus groups to find out all of the answers that relate to these different targets that you need to have if you're going to grow your business. You want to know what customers really think? A professional who runs focus groups will find out for you. You can't ask that question because nobody's ever going to be 100% honest with you. What do you think of my business? Oh, it's great. You know, well, what do you think of my products and services? Oh, they're terrific. You know, oh, well, I don't like this one little thing, but, you know, nobody's going to be really honest. But with a professional who runs focus groups, people are honest because of the way that they're set up and conducted. So that's an avenue you might want to think about. My suggestion is before you do any of this stuff, before you jump on any of these topics, that you if you haven't done this yet, begin now. Go out and spend a couple of nickels and buy yourself a little blank book, a daily log book. And before you reach to change the station on this, on me, or take the podcast off and stop it, realize that I am not suggesting that you sit down and write volumes of enlightening comments that will spur you into action. If you knew all of that, you'd already be doing it. So what I'm urging you to do is dig below the surface. You have to imagine, here's what I want you to try to do. Imagine that you are an archaeologist and that your modus operandi, the way that you function, is to question yourself about all of the things that you and others have been taking for granted. Yeah, but you're not rocks and dirt. Well, that's not the point. The point is that as an archaeologist would work, they question everything. They don't take anything face value. So if you really want to learn about how to make things go better for yourself, ask questions. And don't take it at face value. And don't take them for granted, because that's what failing businesses do. Your customers are a great source of information. They will, if you ask enough and in the right way, they'll be very helpful. It's up to you to make use of what you hear. The staff, your staff is the paramount. They are the most important people besides your family, and they will have input for you at every level. And take it and make it, for whatever it's worth, make it work for you. You don't have to use it all, but you better process it and think about it, because if it's important to staff member, if it's important to your contacts, if it's important to your community, if it's important to your branding, then you know what? It's important, and you better focus on it. So what you want to do is consider a vision statement, which is where you see yourself and your business in 5 years, in 10 years, a vision statement. But then that should be about a paragraph. And the next one that's really critical is your mission statement. The mission statement is how you and your staff conduct yourself or yourselves to get where you want to be, to achieve your goals, achieve your vision. What is it that you are going to do for your customers, your suppliers, for the people in your community, for yourselves, for your families, for customers' families, however you want to express that? That's your mission. That's what you're doing to get to the point of being able to look straight in the eye at your vision statement, where you see yourself in 5 or 10 years. Now, these are flexible. They're not in concrete, because as time goes along and you learn more from all these resources we've talked about, you will undoubtedly change the way of thought patterns and the ways of thinking that you have now as you go forward. And that's healthy. That's a good thing. So it is to be constantly energized and moving in a forward direction and thinking in those terms that will work for you. And I am very happy to say that I think that all of these things added together may seem overwhelming, but if you take one at a time and consider it, you will really make a monstrous success out of your business efforts. And I look forward to hearing from you that you did that. So please stay in touch. Please listen back. Come back to the radio show. Come back to the podcast. And be in contact with me anytime that you like through the websites I mentioned and through the email address that I gave you, hal@businessworks.us. Thank you. Have a great day.